At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy...
In the city, lights are bright. New beats moving, feel so right. Independent, feel the vibe. Break the chains, watch us thrive. Echoes of 2025, we're alive, we're on the rise. Tech and soul, we unify. Feel the love, we're touching skies. In our studios, setting free. High-tech visions, pure harmony.
You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy. All right, everybody. Welcome back. This time around, we're diving deep into a presentation by G-Ray Records. It's all about the independent artist. In 2025, it paints a pretty interesting picture of where things are headed, especially how tech and data are changing the game and how fans can connect with artists in ways we haven't even thought of before. So much more than just music.
Totally.
So let's jump right in. I think one of the most mind-blowing things in the presentation was the whole tech takeover, AI.
Yes.
It's not just for, like, robots and self-driving cars anymore, right? It's becoming, like, essential for musicians?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a game changer on so many levels. It's not just about creating music with AI, which is incredible in itself, but think about it. Like, imagine being able to analyze your fan data with AI. Find out exactly what kind of people are vibing with your music. Yeah, like maybe your biggest fans are night owls in big cities. You can use that info, you know, to time your releases just right. Target ads better, like supercharge your whole strategy.
That is so smart. Instead of just hoping for the best, you're like a marketing ninja.
Exactly.
Data-driven decisions. I love it.
And on the creative side, it helps you. Break through writer's block. You know, experiment with new sounds and get this personalized the music for individual listeners.
Well, wait, like custom-made music. But let's be real for a sec. Isn't all this fancy tech kind of pricey?
You're right. That's definitely something the industry needs to address. But the cool thing is the cost of AI tools is coming down. That's good. So it's getting more accessible for independent artists all the time. And a lot of platforms have free trials and stuff, so you can at least get a taste.
Okay. So you're saying, like, the artists who jump on this AI train early, those are the ones who are going to really benefit.
Totally. It's like a new skill set to master.
Yeah. Speaking of adapting, streaming is still king, right? But the presentation also talked about these niche platforms popping up just for indie artists.
Yes.
What's the deal with...
It's exciting stuff. Imagine platforms where artists have actual ownership. say, in How the Money Split subscription-based models, where it's all about direct fan support, not just ad revenue.
So instead of getting lost in the mainstream shuffle, you find your tribe, a platform that actually gets you.
Exactly. It's all about creating a more sustainable income and a closer connection with fans. Like, you could have a platform where fans pay a monthly fee to get exclusive content from their favorite artists.
Like a VIP club, almost.
Exactly. And the artists get way more of that money than they would from, like, Spotify or whatever.
So everybody wins, right? Fans get cool stuff, artists get paid fairly.
Yeah, and it fosters that deeper connection, that loyalty.
It's like building a little community around your art. Love it. And speaking of building new things, the pre-implantation was really hyped about this direct-to-fan thing. Patreon, Substack, all that.
Yeah, it's a revolution. Artists are realizing they don't need the old gatekeepers anymore. You know, the record labels, the publishers, they can build their own audience.
Yeah, on their own terms. It's empowering. But is it a lot of work for the artist? It's like you're doing everything yourself. The marketing, the promo, all of it.
It definitely takes a shift in mindset, like being more entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
But the rewards can be huge. You control your creative vision completely. You build those deep relationships with fans. You make more money.
Okay. So if you're willing to put in the effort, it could be a really smart move.
Totally.
Okay, now let's talk about blockchain, okay?
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, this one still kind of confuses me.
It's a radical idea for sure. Imagine a digital record of every single transaction for a piece of music. Artists can embed royalty splits right into their music files, so everyone gets paid automatically.
No more chasing down payments.
Exactly. Fans can even invest in an artist's career, sharing their success.
It's a
more transparent system, fair for everyone.
Sounds almost too good to be true. Are there downsides?
Well, yeah, there's always challenges. Can it scale up as more people use it? Regulatory hurdles, getting artists and fans up to speed on how it all works?
So, lots of potential, but still some work to be done.
Right.
Okay, something else the presentation was really big on, content creation, social media. It feels like everyone's a content creator now, even more so for musicians.
For sure, and musicians are at the forefront of this whole movement. They're masters of storytelling, engaging audiences, building a community around what they love. And it's not just about posting selfies or whatever, it's deeper.
You're letting people into your world. Your creative process.
Exactly. And that's how you build genuine connections.
Okay. Last but not least, data.
Yeah.
I know data can feel kind of intimidating, but the presentation made a strong case for why artists need to get comfortable with it.
It's not about the numbers themselves. It's about the insights. What makes your audience tick? What kind of music resonates with them? How can you create experiences that really connect? Think about how data shapes your own listening habits. Those algorithms that suggest new music. Oh yeah, are they influencing your taste?
Good point. I never really thought about it like that.
It's all about awareness, for both artists and fans.
So, if I had to sum up everything we've talked about today, it seems like the future of independent music is all about taking control, embracing technology.
Yes.
And building those direct connections with fans.
Exactly. It's a more direct relationship, more collaborative, more rewarding.
So, what are we waiting for? Go support an indie artist on Patreon. Explore blockchain music. Pay attention to how data shapes your own musical journey. There's so much cool stuff happening.
Yeah, get out there and explore.
Thanks for listening, everybody. That's it for our deep dive this week. We'll catch you next time.
See you next time.
Echoes of 2025.
on the go. Future sound, watch it grow. DIY, making waves.
Ooh, yeah.
Power moves every stage. Echoes of 2020.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.